This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Signs your feedback conversations are stuck in the rehearsal trap, and how to break free. When over-preparation turns your feedback into a performance nobody asked for. In short, if your feedback conversations feel polished but produce no real change, you may be caught in the rehearsal trap, where over-preparation replaces genuine dialogue. You steer the conversation back to your script instead of following the person's response. The conversation ends too quickly, and both people feel relieved rather than connected. You rehearse for days, but still feel unprepared when the real conversation begins. Definition: rehearsal trap signs are the observable patterns that emerge when a feedback giver over-prepares their delivery to the point where scripted words replace real listening. The conversation looks structured, but functions as a monologue, preventing the honest exchange that feedback requires to produce change. You prepared for 3 days. You had your notes. You had your opening line. You had your examples organized in the right order. Then the conversation started, and the other person said something you did not expect. You felt the script slipping, so you steered them back toward your plan points. By the end, you had said everything you intended to say. Nothing changed. Most people do not recognize the rehearsal trap signs until weeks after the conversation, when the behavior they addressed is still happening. The warning signals are quiet. They hide inside what looks like preparation and diligence. The gap between intention and outcome is wide, but it closes slowly enough that nobody notices until it has been open for a long time. In this article, you will learn to recognize 6 specific signs that your feedback conversations are caught in the rehearsal trap, and what to do about each one. If you want to understand the deeper mechanics of why overplanning makes feedback worse, the rehearsal trap. Why overplanning your feedback conversation makes it worse is worth reading alongside this one. Why overprepared feedback is so hard to spot. The rehearsal trap does not look like a problem. It looks like effort. That is why it is so difficult to diagnose. Most of us were trained to prepare. We were told that winging a difficult conversation is disrespectful. We were told that structure protects the recipient. Both of those things are true, up to a point. The trouble starts when preparation becomes a hiding place rather than a foundation. Here are 4 reasons the signs go undetected. Over-preparation is praised. When you arrive at a feedback conversation with notes and a clear structure, your manager sees diligence. Nobody sees that your notes have replaced your ability to listen. The conversation feels like it went well. You said what you planned. No one cried. No one stormed out. From the outside, it looked successful. The absence of conflict is not the same as the presence of connection. The other person plays along. Most recipients sense where a feedback conversation is scripted. They disengage quietly rather than challenge you, which means you never receive the signal that something went wrong. Feedback results take time to appear. Behavior change does not happen the day after a conversation. By the time you realize nothing has shifted, the conversation is weeks old and hard to link back to what went wrong. You feel more anxious before the conversation than during it. That relief when it is over feels like success. It is actually the first sign that you performed rather than connected. The first step is knowing what to look for. That is what this article gives you. Sign 1. You steer the conversation back to your script. What it looks like. The other person responds to something you said, and instead of following the response, you redirect the conversation back to your next prepared point. You listen just long enough to confirm they have finished speaking, then continue from where you left off in your notes. Why it happens. When we have rehearsed a sequence, the brain treats any deviation as a threat to the plan. You worked hard on that structure. Abandoning it feels like losing control, so you grip it tighter. Why it matters. Feedback that ignores a person's real response is not feedback. It is a monologue with pauses. The recipient learns quickly that their words are not being heard, and they stop offering them. What to do about it? Before your next feedback conversation, write down your intention, not your script. Know the behavior you're addressing and the outcome you want. Then put the notes face down. Trust that the intention will hold you. The specific words can come from the conversation itself. Eamon's note. I spent 10 years thinking I was a good listener in feedback conversations. I was not. I was a polite interrupter with a plan. Sign 2. The conversation ends earlier than it should. What it looks like. You say your piece, the other person nods or offers a brief acknowledgement, and within minutes the conversation is over. Both of you seem relieved. You check it off your list. Nothing changes. Why it happens? When feedback is delivered as a monologue, there is nothing left to say once the script is complete. Genuine dialogue takes longer because it requires exploring the other person's perspective, not just delivering your own. Short conversations signal that only one perspective was present. Why it matters. Real feedback conversations require the recipient to process, respond, and engage. If that is not happening, the behavior you addressed has no reason to shift. You have informed someone. You have not changed anything. If you want to understand what avoidance costs you in this context, signs you're avoiding a feedback conversation, and what it is costing you names the price plainly, what to do about it. After you deliver your core message, stop. Ask a genuine question and wait for a real answer. What is your read on this? Or what gets in the way for you? Are not closing formalities. They're the actual conversation. Set a mental minimum of 10 minutes of genuine exchange before you consider the feedback complete. Eamon's note. A feedback conversation that ends in under 8 minutes almost certainly accomplished nothing except making the giver feel better. Sign 3. You cannot remember what the other person said. What it looks like. An hour after the feedback conversation, you can recall everything you said clearly. But if someone asks what the recipient said in response, you struggle. Their words felt like background noise against the foreground of your own delivery. Why it happens? When you are performing a rehearsed script, the majority of your cognitive attention is devoted to remembering and delivering your prepared lines. Listening becomes secondary. You hear sounds. You do not absorb meaning. Why it matters? If you cannot recall their response, you cannot follow up on it. You cannot adjust your support, your expectations, or your next conversation. You have missed the most important data the conversation produced. What to do about it? After your next feedback conversation, spend 2 minutes writing down specifically what the other person said, not what you said. If you cannot fill half a page, you are not listening. Use this as a personal diagnostic tool after every difficult conversation. Over time, this habit pulls your attention off your script and onto the person. Eamon's note. The best feedback I ever gave was in conversations where I forgot half of what I had planned to say. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Sign 4. You feel more prepared than confident. What it looks like. You have rehearsed the conversation dozens of times. You know your opening sentence word for word. But sitting across from the person, you still feel shaky. The preparation is not converting into confidence. It is just adding more weight. Why it happens? Rehearsing exact words creates the illusion of control. But conversations are not controllable. When you rehearse for a conversation that cannot follow your script, the rehearsal amplifies anxiety rather than reducing it. You are preparing for a version of the conversation that does not exist. Why it matters. This sign is the most counterintuitive one on this list. More preparation feels like the solution, but it is the source of the problem. The anxiety is telling you that you are preparing the wrong thing. I cover the practical distinction between preparing your intention versus preparing your script and Say It Right Every Time, where the core framework gives you a pre-conversation structure that builds genuine confidence without locking you into a word-for-word delivery. What to do about it? Prepare 3 things: only the specific behavior you're addressing, 1 clear example of the behavior, and the outcome you want. Nothing else. Let the conversation provide the rest. Confidence in feedback conversations comes from clarity of purpose, not mastery of lines. Eamon's note. If you have rehearsed a conversation more than 3 times and still feel unprepared, you are not rehearsing the right thing. Sign 5. Your feedback sounds the same every time. What it looks like. Different people, different situations, different behaviors. But your feedback conversations follow the same rhythm, the same structure, and almost the same sentences each time. You have a formula, and you apply it regardless of the person in front of you. Why it happens. Formulas feel safe. When you find a structure that gets you through a difficult conversation without a breakdown, you repeat it. The SBI method, for example, is a genuinely strong framework for giving feedback clearly and fairly. But a framework should be a scaffold, not a cage. Understanding how to use it well, rather than reciting it, is what makes the difference. How to use the SBLI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides breaks that distinction down well.
Why it matters. People are not interchangeable.
The same delivery that opens one person up will shut another down. If your feedback formula never adapts, you're not giving feedback to a person.
You are delivering a process at a person. What to do about it?
Before each feedback conversation, identify one thing you know about this specific person, how they tend to respond to criticism, what motivates them, where their defenses sit. Let that knowledge reshape your approach, even slightly.
Different people deserve different conversations. Eamon's note: a feedback script that works for everyone usually works well for no one.
Sign 6. The other person agrees too quickly.
What it looks like.
You finish delivering your feedback and the other person agrees almost immediately. No pushback, no questions, no moment of genuine processing. They nod, say something like, "You're right, I'll work on that," and the conversation ends. It felt smooth.
Nothing changed. Why it happens. When feedback is delivered as a monologue, recipients often agree as a social exit strategy rather than a genuine commitment.
They are not agreeing with your assessment.
They are agreeing to end the discomfort.
A rehearsed delivery signals that the giver is not interested in a real response, so the recipient offers the one that ends the conversation fastest.
Why it matters. Agreement without processing is not commitment. It is compliance theatre.
If you are not building psychological safety in your feedback conversations, you're building a pattern where people tell you what you want to hear. Over time, this destroys trust in the entire feedback process. For a stronger approach to creating the conditions where real dialogue can happen, how to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback offers a concrete method.
And if you want to understand how feedback conversations affect your team as a whole, how feedback loops boost team synergy connects individual conversations to collective performance, what to do about it.
When someone agrees too quickly, slow the conversation down. Say, "I want to make sure this is actually useful to you. What part of this resonates? And what feels off?" You are not asking them to argue with you.
You are asking them to engage genuinely. The goal is not their agreement. It is their honest response. Eamon's note:
fast agreement after hard feedback is almost always a sign that something important was left unsaid.
The pattern behind these rehearsal trap signs. These signs rarely appear in isolation. Where you find one, you usually find three or four operating together underneath the surface.
The single root cause behind all of them is this anxiety about the conversation has been redirected into control of the conversation. When feedback feels dangerous, the natural response is to eliminate uncertainty by scripting every possible moment.
The preparation feels responsible.
It is actually a form of self-protection dressed as diligence.
Rehearsal substitutes performed certainty for real presence.
You are no longer in the conversation. You're managing it from a safe distance, and the other person can feel that distance even if they cannot name it.
Two secondary patterns are worth naming.
The first is feedback avoidance wearing a disguise. Some people rehearse obsessively because the alternative feels worse, having the conversation without a safety net.
The rehearsal trap gives you the sensation of courage without requiring you to actually be present.
If this pattern sounds familiar, signs you're avoiding a feedback conversation and what it is costing you will help you see it clearly. The second pattern is a feedback culture that rewards delivery over dialogue. If your team never pushes back on feedback, never asks clarifying questions, and always nods along, that is not a sign of a healthy culture.
It is a sign that people have learned it is safer to agree than to engage.
How to recognize when your team is stuck in the rehearsal trap that prevents synergy-building conversations maps this team-level dynamic in detail.
Fix the root and most of the symptoms resolve. Your diagnostic checklist.
Use this checklist to assess where you currently stand with your feedback conversations.
You steer conversations back to your prepared points when interrupted. You feel more relief than satisfaction when a feedback conversation ends.
You struggle to recall what the other person said after the conversation.
You have rehearsed specific lines for a feedback conversation more than 3 times. Your feedback conversations follow the same structure regardless of who you're speaking with. Recipients tend to agree quickly and without detailed engagement.
You feel more anxious before the conversation than during it, and the anxiety does not ease with more preparation.
You have given the same feedback to the same person more than once without any change in behaviour.
Feedback conversations consistently end in under 10 minutes. You focus more on what you plan to say than on how the other person is responding.
Scoring.
If you checked 3 or fewer items, your foundation is sound but worth monitoring.
If you checked 4 to 6, address the highest impact items first, starting with your listening habits. If you checked 7 or more, the rehearsal trap has taken hold and needs immediate, deliberate attention. How to start fixing this? Diagnosis without action is just worry. Here is where to begin. Number 1. Prepare intention, not lines. Before your next feedback conversation, write 3 things: the specific behavior, 1 clear example, and the outcome you want. Then set the notes aside. These 3 anchors will hold you without locking you into a script. Number 2. Build in a listening checkpoint. Midway through any feedback conversation, stop and ask a genuine question. Wait for a full response before continuing. If you cannot think of a question, that is a sign you have not been listening closely enough to what has been said. Number 3. Debrief your listening, not your delivery. After each feedback conversation, write down what the other person said, not what you said. Their words. If you struggle to fill 10 lines, adjust your next conversation to listen more actively. Number 4. Shorten your preparation time. If you are spending more than 20 minutes preparing for a standard feedback conversation, you are over-preparing. Set a preparation limit and use the remaining time to think about the person, not the script. Number 5. Give feedback more often, with less weight. The rehearsal trap thrives when feedback is rare and high stakes. Regular, smaller feedback conversations rebuild your ability to speak without a script. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it shows how to make feedback a natural habit rather than an event. Summary. You can now see the rehearsal trap signs that most people miss until the damage is done. Over-preparation looks like diligence and functions like avoidance. Scripted delivery disconnects you from the person you are meant to be helping. Fast agreement and short conversations are signs of disengagement, not success. The root cause is anxiety redirected into control, not genuine preparation. Listening is a skill that over-rehearsal actively erodes. Fixing the root restores the conversation, the relationship, and the results. For the broader picture of how feedback conversations shape team performance, how feedback loops boost team synergy is worth your time. And if you want to understand what makes the trap so persistent for most people, the rehearsal trap. Why over-planning your feedback conversation makes it worse names the psychology clearly. Breaking free from the rehearsal trap signs is not about being less prepared. It is about being prepared for the right thing, the person, not the performance. Frequently asked questions. What are the rehearsal trap signs in feedback conversations? Rehearsal trap signs include robotic delivery that ignores the other person's responses, conversations that end too quickly, and an inability to adapt when the discussion goes off script. These signs show that preparation has replaced presence, making feedback feel like a performance rather than a real conversation. How do I know if I am stuck in the rehearsal trap? You're likely stuck in the rehearsal trap if you feel relief when a feedback conversation ends quickly, if you steer the discussion back to your script when interrupted, or if you rehearse your lines for days but still feel unprepared. The trap looks like diligence from the outside and avoidance from the inside. Why do rehearsal trap signs go unnoticed in the workplace? Rehearsal trap signs are easy to miss because over-preparation looks responsible. Managers reward people who come to feedback conversations with notes and structure. The damage only becomes visible later, when the recipient disengages or the behavior you address never actually changes. What causes the rehearsal trap in feedback conversations? The root cause is anxiety. When feedback feels high stakes, people rehearse to feel safe. The problem is that rehearsing a script shifts your focus from listening to performing, so you miss the real conversation happening in front of you. How do I break free from the rehearsal trap when giving feedback? Start by preparing your intention rather than your exact words. Know what behavior you are addressing and what outcome you want. Then enter the conversation ready to listen and respond, not to deliver. Shorter, more frequent feedback conversations rebuild the skill of real-time dialogue. Can the rehearsal trap affect how feedback is received? Yes. When feedback sounds rehearsed, recipients sense the distance and become defensive or withdrawn. They stop engaging honestly because the conversation feels like a verdict rather than a dialogue. The quality of feedback received drops in direct proportion to how scripted the delivery feels. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.